I don't get ice cream because I know where that leads.
What?
I would crush ice cream. Ice is so good.
I used to eat a pint a day.
Ice cream is so fucking good.
Oh, no, I didn't eat a pint a day. I used to go to Ben and Jerry's every single day and get a cone. I was just like, yeah, ice cream's fucking cool. And I just immediately, dude, fucking.
Yeah.
That's why I have this frame I have right now, dude. I have a very
you have a Ben and Jerry enriched frame.
Very regal frame, dude. I have king body.
I have a king
body. I have king body, dude.
What are you talking about?
You have absolute king body, but I have like remnants of king body.
You used to have king body. Now you're just a sham.
Well, it's still, I'm cursed with my, I have these really regal, I have a very regal midsection, dude, that I can't shake. No matter, I go to the gym every day, but my fucking royal jeans, dude, won't let the fat come around my waist.
No, that's good.
You now need I that love fat. It. Yeah, now you're I'm like, need that fat. This is fucking sick.
That's an extra tank. That's your NOS.
For sure.
The boy, yeah, I got loaded of knots.
King body is the shit, dude. If you work out all the time and you just have like a fucking like a little, nice thick like midsection, that's my best part of me. My powerful hips, dude. Yeah,
you do have thick hips, dude.
Dude, it was crazy. If I honestly had more of a king body, I could have slept outside, but
I would have had a shirt off. I would have been laying out there.
That's my favorite
thing.
But
a true king will never sleep outside.
True that.
True
king. I know. If a king went on like a hunting expedition, he like took a
even
week.
Then I have a nice tent set up with like a couch, some rugs, some fine rugs, a fucking chalice full of Bud Light.
That's true.
My fucking dip chalice. Yes, dude.
No, true that, dude.
And true kings have pale, milky thighs, dude. My skin, how dare the sun even fucking look at me? I'm too powerful for the sun.
Dude, I was with Brittany yesterday, and I forget how we even came to this. But
also
she,
a thick mane of pubes
nestled
in between your milky white thighs.
I have a very, like,
very regal penis. It's like a lion's mane around that
I have
thing.
A very Hellenized penis.
Yeah, very Greco.
Mine's very Greco. Like when I like Paul, when I'm naked, dude, I have like a perfectly, I have a classical,
yeah,
Greco Roman penis.
It's as though fucking,
yeah,
David is Michelangelo chiseled your dog.
Yeah,
chiseled. I don't know what I'm doing, dude. I can't name one sculptor.
Dude, I think Michelangelo. Who's,
yeah, right.
I mean,
who did the
statue of David? That would be what, Greek? No, that was Rome.
It was during the Renaissance, but a lot of it was Roman inspired. We don't know anything.
We don't know. I just know I have a very...
Dude, sculptors are gay.
Very Hellenic penis, dude.
That's the first thing I noticed about you.
For sure, dude.
I saw your bulge.
I'm like a fucking... I'm like a Greek god, dude. I'm like, did you ever check out Dionysus, the statue I sent you today?
Yeah,
it's just like nothing but microbirds, dude.
Yeah, that's... Somebody told me we might have discussed
it. You were smart if you had a microbird.
If you had a microbird, you were... And that theory, again, we've uncovered that theory ourselves.
For sure.
Microbirds control the world.
Oh, definitely.
If you got a microbird, you are fueled.
For sure.
That's your fucking rocket fuel to be like, I got to kill everyone.
If you had like a legitimate microbird, not a penis, dude, a legitimate medical microbird, they literally call them micropenis, which first of all is like hilarious. It's such I might try to get that removed.
Micropenis?
Yeah, you can't
that's
even.
That's tough.
Now it's like.
A macro.
Macro penis?
Macro penis, big time.
Mine's, dude. Mine's just I pack a like a standard issue tennis that just gives me the military
standard
issue.
At ease, it's tennis.
Tennis, exactly.
Full tennis.
Yeah, dude.
Then when it's time, it fucking
pops up.
It's going. It's fucking nutsack weather too. You got that
long
nutsack.
You got some nice nuts, dude.
Dude, when it's I forget and during the winter, my nutsack just is uptight, dude.
Dude, this time again, if you're
summer comes
in this
out,
hot
my
weather,
sack is. Whew.
This is the peak of my flaccid penis. If I get like a nice little hang time, I'm like, I'm actually like legitimately stoked.
Thick. You're
when I
thick when
you
when
wake
I, like,
up. Go, exactly.
When you wake up in a hot room, it's like warm in your room. You got a thick bird waiting
don't wake
for you.
Me up, Mom.
Don't
wake me up. I don't have a tennis, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Your boy became a man. You can't wake me up today.
Sorry, it's hot out, Ma, and I don't have a tennis. Yep. Do not rouse me.
I do not have a tennis. You don't tell me what to do anymore. That's it. Yeah. As soon as you get a thick bird, you don't have to listen to anybody.
Nah,
that's why you need a tennis to control the world.
For sure.
You need to be able to take orders.
That's like, dude, there's like a fire raging behind you. Oh, yeah. Do they have like...
If you have a thick bird, no one can tell you anything.
It's not even like all... You can't even say like... like they're doing it now to where like if... I think it's a good thing, but it's like with autism, rather than trying to cure it, they're just trying to like embrace, they call it like neurodiversity. So they're like really sensitive around all this stuff, but they're still like, oh, what, micro penis? And it's like, mercy on that, dude.
Yeah.
That should be like top priority.
Yeah. You should be like, what,
safe
micro
space?
Brain? You got a fucking micro brain, dude. You got a dumb, small brain.
They go micro penis, and they're in the meantime, they're like, well, there's like literally a debate with autism. We're like, why are we trying to cure?
I'm all for leaning into people with autism, just being like, yeah, I just don't like that guy. He sucks to be around.
I'm all about being like, these guys fucking rule.
Although dudes with autism tend to be sick to be around.
I've never been like, fuck, man. I'm always like, yes. Yeah, you embrace the culture. So fucking funny. I mean, I'm fucking part autistic, so it's like, I fucking love it. I think they're hilarious, but it's just so funny how microbirds get no quarter, dude.
Microbirds, yeah. There's no mercy.
Dude, if there was a similar thing with women, it wouldn't be called like teeny weeny vagini, dude.
Got big fat pussy. You got a thick puss.
What do they call that? Is there like a
giant pussy?
Yeah.
That's it.
There's a giant pussy?
Yeah.
He's got a big old pussy.
Doctor, you go to the doctor, he fucking lifts up a clipboard. He's like, it appears here you have giant pussy.
Appears you got a little pudding in your panties, man.
Excuse me? You heard me. Got that pudding?
You got a fat old.
You got, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, what we call a chunky monkey.
You got a fat old monkey. Let me see that monkey, girl. We got a fat one. God,
that was
damn.
The best thing rappers ever did, was start calling pussies monkeys, dude. Look, you and that monkey. That's so fucking... Calling a pussy a monkey is my favorite thing in the world. Yeah, dude. That's...